This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is grand to have you with me today. We are starting off our day in such a serene and tranquil location. Can you imagine there are such places on this planet in the 21st century? Literally, it's like stepping into the early 1900s. Very early. Somewhere after 1895. Not quite yet World War I time. Not quite yet 1916 in Ireland. But a sense of comfortable elegance. Not early hotel lobby with the crystal chandeliers and a one step from a stuffy feel and the kind of quiet hustle and bustle that goes on in the lobby reception area of a place that you could land a jumbo jet in the lobby. No. Picture this. Ever watch the old reruns of Golden Girls? And the mother, Sophia, always tells a story about Sicily. Picture this. 19-something. Well, it's almost the same. Picture this. 1910. Somewhere in the west of Ireland, in an area known as Connemara, about a little more than an hour drive from Galway town, and close to other towns, both in Galway and County Mayo, which is a hop and a jump away, where there are lots of wonderful shops and pubs and castles and seascapes and landscapes and historic sites and spiritual sites. And spiritual sites that have something to do with religion, and spiritual sites that have nothing to do with religion other than to stand on the top of a mountainside or a hillside overlooking the land and lakes, and if you're in the right spot, the North Atlantic Ocean. Truly spiritual and inspirational. Probably one of the reasons there are so many creative people in Ireland in every field, and even today in fields that are related to fashion and design, jewelry and clothing and shoes and name it. But the traditional creative fields of music and art and dance, wow, and architecture, amazing architecture, all surrounded by places that you count your blessings if you're sighted and you can see it for yourself rather than have someone describe it for you. But if you get an Irishman to describe things, they clearly have a way with words. And so we are at the Delphi Lodge. And this is a place you've got to put on your must-visit list. And we're going to go off and talk with Michael Wade, who's the general manager of the Delphi Lodge, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets are on sale now. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I have the pleasure of sitting in the library, complete with fireplace that was roaring when we arrived last evening, at the Delphi Lodge in Connemara. I don't know how to explain Connemara to you. It's kind of the Old West gone northward. It rambles and it rolls, and all that's missing is the cactus. Its areas are quite deserted. And like the Burren in County Clare that they describe as a place where you won't find a tree. No, you won't find a thief or a tree to hang them from. There's a lot of deserted, desolate, just rolling topography, backing up against a lake or two, backing up against a river, having beside you one waterfall tumbling into the next. Just fabulous place to drive through. I highly recommend you do your driving in the daytime. And if you're coming to Ireland sometime between May and inching up against the end of August, it'll be daytime till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. You have the longest sightseeing day, and there are so many people who will go sightseeing in the morning, go shopping in the afternoon, have a lovely dinner, and then go out on a Lynx golf course and start their game at 8 o'clock at night in broad daylight and end it at 10:30 at night when it's still broad daylight. So it really is a remarkable place to visit. I want to thank you, Michael, for making the time in your crazy busy schedule that I know you keep to be with us here in the library at the Delphi Lodge. What is the website here that people can visit?
Yes, Ed. Well, Stephanie, great to have you here, Stephanie. You're very, very welcome. The website is basically delphilodge.ie, D-E-L-P-H-I, Lodge, L-O-D-G-E.ie.
Well, I'm sure
yeah.
We'll have links any second.
Well,
at sabrams.com, you can click right through.
Well,
how long have you been here?
Well, Stephanie, I'm now here. It's actually my seventh year as a manager here in Delphi Lodge. And let's face it, you know that old saying that if you get the job you really love, you never work again in your life. I really, really love it. I'm part of an excellent team in this historical Irish country house. And yeah, sure, we have the business of making ends meet and running the show, but it's an absolute pleasure to be in such a beautiful historical country house on such an old estate here on the edge of the Atlantic in the wonderful Connemara you've just described.
Do you have a background in hotel management?
Actually, I don't.
So how
I don't.
Did you fall
I
into
don't.
This?
My background is farming. I'm a vegetable grower from North County Dublin. Still, the pull of the West brought myself and my wife and some young children here 12 or 14 years ago.
And where did you settle?
Settled just outside the beautiful village of Leenane. We settled in, embraced the environment, embraced the way of life, which is a slower way of life. And you very much live with the elements of the weather, because here, and here we are now, Stephanie, in February, and you came in a right blast, but it's sunny today. Here, the weather is always the boss.
Well, you know what's interesting? This morning, I took photos through the window of the lake and the mountain that's behind the lake, and out the other window where you're overlooking flatland, and lots of daffodils in bloom.
Mm.
And there are people who say to me all the time, what are you doing going to Ireland in December, in January, in February? And because we think of the calendar. If you live, well, I'm going to say from If you took a line from Maryland and drew it straight east-west across the country, and you live north of that line, you probably have a fairly severe winter. Winter here is not like that. I laugh my sides off when people in Ireland talk about it's cold today.
Yes.
You guys don't know what cold is.
Yeah,
you haven't
right.
got a clue what cold is.
Yeah, you're completely right, Stephanie. And it's the Gulf Stream that influences us, of course, with this beautiful mild Atlantic water coming, well, relatively mild. And you just mentioned what you saw. Daffodils, snowdrops, our frogs are all spawning. Sure, it's a little bit wintry, as we would call it. And, of course, we have plenty of moisture.
You know what?
Yep.
A day that's...
Yes?
In Fahrenheit, it would be, I don't know, 50, 55 degrees. In the middle of winter... would be a heat wave where we live. Mm. We have people who walk around our county wearing shorts and a t-shirt with a parka, with a hood with fur around it. You know, that's how you know you're a New Englander, by the way.
Yes.
If the day is above the freezing point, which would be 0 degrees Celsius or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, you'll see people out literally not even wearing shoes or boots, but wearing the kind of sandals you wear to go to the beach, the flip-floppy things. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Michael Wave. He's the general manager of the Delphi Lodge. Such a wonderful place. And small enough people that if you want to have a family reunion or some kind of a business conclave for maybe your board of directors, this is the place. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of Giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale, enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. It's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's not cold out, but there is a fire in the fireplace. And it's a nice, consistent, constant glow going on there in the fireplace. I expect somebody's going to come in and throw another log, and you're going to hear snap, crackle, and pop coming from the wood. That's always fun. Oh, there was a little pop, too quiet for you to hear. We're in the library of what was once a home here at the Delphi Lodge. And because of the time period when it was built, there's a fireplace in every room, so no matter where you go. Even in the bedrooms, there are fireplaces, but regrettably, they're no longer working fireplaces. That's sad. I would have liked to have had a working fireplace in the room. On the other hand, I hate to think of somebody burning the building down. So.
Yes, yes.
Michael, you explained you came westward in about 14 years ago. Were you farming when you came westward?
Yes, well, no, I left farming behind in Dublin. And once we moved into this beautiful area here in Connemara, I gradually drifted into tourism. It's the easy thing to do if you're a little bit people-minded. And I kind of became a sort of a, you know, a hill-walking guide, a fishing guide. Started bringing
a
people.
A gilly.
Yeah, a gilly.
Michael the gilly.
Gilly. Started bringing people on tours of the old famine villages. And, you know, we find our visitors to this area really love to immerse themselves into history. It's a rich, it's a hard history, and it's very real and very vivid and very visual to bring people out into this environment. We were, you know, this is the area, Stephanie, that the population was enormous pre-famine. And, of course, you're in Delphi Lodge, which was a shooting, sporting lodge of the gentry back in 1820s onwards. So all the intricate Irish history that has so much influence where you guys come from, you know, all the Irish that went to America, a lot of it was to do with not the very welcoming place that Connemara is today, but the harsh reality of what Connemara was then. Starved to death, evictions, oppression. It's there, it's real, and like I can bring you off now and show you famine villages, nobody that were abandoned, evictions that people never returned to. And I think in recent times, the traveller to this region from around the world, they really, you know, that's a big interest, like to know all this, to feel it in their bones, what those millions of people went through.
You know, my good friend Martin Walsh.
I don't know Martin Walsh personally, but I do know of him.
I gotta fix that.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
I do know of him.
And his wife Nora. I don't know if they already owned the property and then did something with it, or they specifically went out to buy that piece of land. So Martin was a farmer, sheep farmer, and they started the Connemara Heritage Center. And he just kept building and building and building. And you can, because when you're saying you bring people to visit some of the famine-related and historic areas of Connemara here on the west coast of Ireland, he built a reproduction of one of those villages of the round huts people would have lived in 2,000 or 3,000 years ago in Ireland. He created a visitor center that's quite nice, has a sweet little tea room as well. And they have a wonderful little gift shop. You never want to miss an opportunity to shop. And up on the hill is Dan O'Hara's house. And you don't have to pressure Martin too much to sing you the folk song about Dan O'Hara, who, with his family, went to New York and he was selling matches on the street to make a living. And he's great fun. I mean, you know, what he has done there is really quite remarkable. And it's just him and his wife, and they made it happen.
Well, it is our heritage. Mm-hmm. It is our heritage. We're proud of our heritage. We understand it. You know, you can't, and it's a big part of what people want now from here. I know here in Delphi Lodge, like people, they love the historical side of it, and we're blessed, of course, another big reason people come, the wonderful food of this region. It brings so many people to us.
Well, I am, I'm kind of, you know, knocked out more than anything else by the history of what is referred to as the famine, which in actuality was the starvation, because there was food in Ireland. There just wasn't a mentality that people needed to care about each other. And while there may have been a history among Irish people, 800 years of British oppression had something to do with the mentality of let them fend for themselves, and if they go, they go. There'll be another one.
Yes, indeed. Well, the Irish, of course, a resilient people, but the divide in Ireland was quite dramatic in the previous two centuries before the famine. You basically had most of the west coast, Donegal to Cork, was occupied, or the point is unoccupied, by its owners. There was the absentee landlord.
Right.
Whereas the middle of Ireland and the more fertile rich east, you know that term of the Pale of Dublin, they're the landlords who, their lands were awards of the crown. They lived on those estates, were more proud of those estates, and looked after their tenants and peasant farmers on them estates better than the agents who they commissioned as rent collectors in the west.
Like so, Captain Boycott.
Yes, like Captain Boycott, Lord Palmer, Lord Lucan. These landlords had ruthless agents over perhaps 200,000 to 300,000 people on one estate. So the potato blight was real, and it did come and devastate the potato crops from 1845 onwards for the next several years. But the parts of Ireland, and you've alluded to this, Stephanie, on the east coast, from Wexford all the way up through Arklow and Wicklow and Bray and Dublin and Drogheda and Dundalk to Belfast, annually exported to the UK, back across to mainland, as it was known of then, of course, enough food to feed 14 million people annually.
But not the people of the west.
While the west of Ireland starved.
Right.
There was the oppression and the abandonment of normal rules of society by the Irish because of the penal laws, really harsh penal laws, from around 1798, which made it illegal for the peasant Irish to own land, practice their religion, be educated, or engage in commerce.
To the point that if a person were caught teaching an Irish Catholic child how to read or write or spell or do arithmetic, they were subject to instant execution, which led to something called the hedge schools. and the hedge schools will literally run out and hide in the hedges, and we'll teach you a thing or two. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
The smoke curls up to the sky. By the smoke and the smell, you can plainly tell there's Pachin Brew nearby. But it fills the air with an odor that betwixt both me and you. When home you stole, take a bucket or a bowl of the real old Mountain Dew. Hide a diddly, I'll dum, diddly, dum, die, dum, diddly, dum, die, diddly, I day. Hide a diddly, I'll dum, diddly, dum, die, dum, diddly, dum, die, diddly, I day.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach, and have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Yeah, everything's rosy down at the Cozy Inn.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
One of the reasons I not just like to come to Ireland, it's more like a passion for coming to Ireland, is that it's a wonderful place to recharge your batteries. And there is something that flows culturally and through the DNA of Irish people that intertwines passion, perseverance, optimism, humor, creative vision, all together. And for that reason, I find the Irish personality is very much like my personality, and I have absolutely no Irish blood. Although I'd love to be able to prove I do so I could get an Irish passport. It would solve a lot of problems. But it's not happening this week. I'll have to work on that. There's a fellow, by the way, who wrote a book called A Fierce Local, which is what is an Irish term for people who are blow-ins. You know, they come blowing into Ireland and they don't want to leave, and they wind up living here, and they are like converts to a religion who are much more passionate about the religion than people who were born into the religion. So see if you get your hands on it. It's a good book, Fierce Local. He got very sick while he was in Ireland. Nothing he caught. He found out he had a rare blood disease. And his life was saved in Ireland by a hospital on the west coast of Ireland. And in doing that, they had to give him, over a period of a week, a month, however long, transfusions of blood until finally he had none of his own blood. He had 100% Irish blood. And he actually applied to the Irish government for citizenship now that he had 100% Irish blood. He did it as a joke, kind of tongue-in-cheek, funny thing. Of course, they got the letter, they took it very seriously and wrote back to him about why that wasn't going to happen. But in any event, he spends a good part of the year still in Ireland. And I understand why. But there is a piece of Irish history. First of all, there's a lot of Irish history that has contributed to that sense of passion, persistence, optimism, and having a sense of humor, because otherwise you might as well just go slit your throat. Especially given the occupation of Ireland going back to the Normans and 800 years of English oppression, British oppression, and every other hardship you can imagine. These people should be the most miserable people on the face of the earth. With no sense of humor and just downright mean and nasty. And yet they emerge from it all. The sweetest, most generous, most open-hearted, fun-loving critters on the face of the earth. I don't know how that happens. But there is one strain, Michael, and I'm here with Michael Wade, the general manager of the Delphi Lodge in Connemara, which is a section of County Galway, abutting County Mayo. So it's a great place to base yourself for touring about. There's a little thread left over from all of this landlord-tenant relationships. And by the way, I mentioned Captain Boycott. The word boycott comes from shunning in social circles, Captain Boycott, who was an estate agent for the landlord, and he had a wonderful, in a very black sense of the word, wonderful, negative sense of the word, wonderful. He had this wonderful reputation among the landlords for being able to either collect the rent or evict people. So he had evicted massive numbers of people who couldn't pay their rent from their land. And so the local people who would know him would see him coming and turn their backs, run the other way, and shun or boycott Mr. Boycott. And that's where we get the term from. There is a little piece left over in today's culture, and I had this conversation with my very good friend, Catherine Webster, the executive director of the Cliffs of Moher, just last week. And that is, it's a shame. It's the last part that needs to be blotted out. There is a kind of gleefulness, and you see it in the stories in the press, and I see it in people reading the newspaper and gloating when somebody has gone bankrupt in Ireland, lost their house. Just happened last week with the Dunns in Dublin, where their $7 million house went into receivership and was sold on the foreclosure auction for $5.5 million. And the newspaper was just so happy about it. And people talking about it were just so gleeful about it. And it's that leftover residual of the haves and the have-nots. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, okay, Stephanie, I know what you're talking about, and it's called that little thing of, it's an Irish term, begrudgery.
Well, you know what Catherine called it? Something about, oh, what did she say? Cutting the heads of the poppies?
Yeah, okay.
The tall poppies.
Yeah,
you go out in the field with the tall the poppies, or you cut off the heads of the tall poppies?
Yeah, well,
why is that?
You do know. Okay, so here's a funny way of putting it, but it definitely is a tread left over, as you could say, from the times of the oppression and the occupation and being a colony of the empire. And it perhaps was to do back then with the people who were affluent. There was a begrudgery. They were more imperial, more upper class, more aristocratic. Definitely it's dying out, but you are correct, it still does slightly exist. For argument's sake, to go bankrupt in Ireland is nearly like a mortal sin. It would be like an enormous thing you could even mentally never recover from. But I mean, if you go by America, like, people get up and try again. It's the way
but
it is.
But is the bankruptcy period short in Ireland?
Yeah, it is. It is short, yes. It is short. I don't know if it's a year.
I think in the United States, it's 10 years. For 10 years,
well, there you go.
You can't get a credit card. You can't get a car loan. You couldn't get a mortgage. I mean, you know, you're finished financially for 10 years.
Positive people in Ireland look at it simple as this. There's another way of looking at, you know, if you're a positive thinking person. Show me a person who hasn't made a mistake, and you're also showing me a person who's made nothing. So it's the same thing. It's so easy.
Yeah.
And here's one for you. Can I explain it one more?
Sure,
thing? Because you
please.
Brought it. It's an interesting thing, Stephanie.
I'd love to see it disappear.
Say,
I'd like people feeling sad for these people.
So would I. Yes. You think it is now. Think of a typical Irish scene, and we all know we like our few drinks and the social life in a pub. Were you ever in company of anybody, doesn't have to be a pub, and is the kind of begrudger, the knocker, you know, the person who says, oh, that someone did, you see, hey, I hear Mark did well on such a thing, oh, the devil's luck, or, oh, it's his kind, get all the good luck. If you're dealing with someone who's negative and miserable, I learnt this from a very old man who was a fabulous man, I learnt a lot from years ago, and he said, it's himself or herself that they're bitter with.
Of course.
The person who's bitter and negative about other people, inside they're disappointed with their own achievements in life.
Absolutely.
And there is, and Ireland had a plague. You know that famous film, The Field, shot here in Leenane with Richard Harris and Tom Berenger? That analysed that our obsession with land, because for 800 years we had no land, we were peasant tenant farmers of the aristocracy.
And those who had castles and estates, as you know, from people who are listening for the first time, because we've talked about this before, there's a period in Irish history called the plantation. When we talk about plantations in America, we're talking about estates on which cotton and tobacco and maybe corn or whatever else was grown. Today in Hawaii, there are pineapple, and in South America, there are pineapple plantations, there are coffee plantations. No, this plantation was planting Scotsmen from Scotland under the orders of the king to Ireland to throw off of the land the rightful owner, the rightful people who lived in those castles and marvelous houses, and supplant them with the Scotsmen, and chasing out the rightful owners of the land. And by the way, you mentioned earlier, if you just joined us, we're talking with Michael Wade, the general manager of the Delphi Lodge. Check them out at delphilodge.ie in Connemara County, Galway. You mentioned something about the people who came over during the famine that I prefer to refer to as the starvation. Irishmen were coming over in the late 1600s and early 1700s, and I can give you chapter and verse on how the American Revolution was won because there were so many Irishmen who were already anti-Brit and couldn't wait to get rid of British domination of the colonies that became the United States of America. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't go away.
Yeah, everything's rosy down at the Cozy Inn.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
I want the frim sauce with the awesome wish a papa on the side.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you want an intensive history to the history of Ireland, you have to listen to the folk music, because there were all kinds of rules and regulations imposed by the British to any written history about Ireland. And I have very good friends, one of whom passed away just 2 years ago, Martin McCrossum. His company lives on based in Derry in Northern Ireland, called Derry City Tours. If you head that way, look for Derry City Tours. His family still runs the business. And Martin grew up in Derry. He was Catholic. And never once in all of his education, from being a young child to university level, did he ever have any book or lecture on the history of Ireland. But he could have told you everything there was to know about the history of the British Empire. And, you know, my good friend Derek Warfield, who I one day have to introduce to Michael Wade, the general manager of Delphi Lodge in Connemara, County Galway. I've learned so much about Irish history from him, because he's really a scholar of Irish history and American history, for that matter, and it's intertwining. And I've learned so much from him and the music that he sings and writes about Irish history and the various eras of both in Ireland and the Irish who came to America and how much they did. But at the end of the last segment, Michael, I was saying in the late 1600s, early 1700s, there were Irishmen coming to the colonies in America, and many of them were teachers, and they were teaching young lads and lassies about what went on in Ireland, and it was taught from a we're not so friendly to the British position. So when 1776 rolled around and we threw a little revolution on our side of the pond, there were already young men and women who had come through educational settings predisposed to throwing off the yoke of the British Empire. And I think it was something like 19 of George Washington's officers were Irish. So it didn't start with the famine.
No.
Or people coming in dire distress. There were people coming in dire distress a whole lot earlier.
Well, definitely, if you're the one thing that the Irish always have been, as you know, is full of spirit. Full of spirit, quick to respond, look at the bright side of life. And, you know, and as you know, Stephanie, from visiting Ireland so often, that as you travel Ireland, you know, we know our history, but we are well able to move beyond it, learn from it. And we are, and I know what you've said there, but it's really passion you're talking about. And,
oh, yeah.
And nowadays, the business that we're in here, tourism and welcoming people, you must have the passion within you of your landscape, yes, of your history, of your food, of your music, of your culture, because unless you really feel that passion of everything that you are and exist in this environment, how else, that is how you best give the guest the experience.
So let's talk about the history of Delphi Lodge. When was it built?
Delphi Lodge was built sometime between 1820 and 1830.
And who would have built it?
It was built by Lord Sligo as a fishing shooting lodge.
For whom the whole county is named.
Yeah, well, actually, funny enough, the title Lord Sligo is with, and still is with, the Browns of Westport House. So that it's a title, but not actually connected to the county of Sligo. It was a huge estate then, and out here where you are today in Delphi Lodge, in this lovely historical country house, this was very much back of beyonds. This was frontier country. As you can see, as you talked about looking out your window this morning, Stephanie.
It still feels like
frontier
country.
Oh, yeah. This is beautiful. This is rugged. This is the real west of Ireland on the edge of the Atlantic. But nowadays, Delphi Lodge still is. We still have that lovely pursuit of fishing for fly fishing for wild Atlantic salmon. But we're very much an historical Irish country house that travellers, a lot of our American travellers who are travelling Ireland and travelling and staying in nice places, they still love to come to a lovely country house, like being in your grandmother's, like with the big fire lighting you described, Stephanie. And we're small enough, we're 13 bedrooms and an old 1,000 acre estate, but we're small enough to keep it very, very personal. Our guests, I like to think, they join in, they meet our staff, you know, we're straightforward country west of Ireland people. A bit tongue-in-cheek, and me, a farmer from Dublin, but you know what I mean. And our guests immerse themselves in Delphi Lodge for their few days, make good friends, definitely find it difficult to leave.
Well,
it's
I have
relaxing.
To tell you, I had a Facebook posting from somebody, somebody named Stacy. Hello, Stacy. I hope you're listening. Who was in Ireland last in 1986, which predates by about 14 years, I'm going to say, or maybe 12 years, the food revolution that's taken place in Ireland. And so she, her comment was along the lines of, you know, you can't expect much when it relates to food in Ireland. And my response was 2 pages long on why you got to get back to Ireland, because there is a cuisine explosive revolution that has gone on here, and the food is amazing. Maybe especially,
yes,
because you're a farmer,
yes,
you might want to address that.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie. And definitely, I personally am extremely passionate about Irish food. You could not be more correct in saying we've had a food revolution, but realistically it was just the proper final appreciation of the best of Irish produce. Here, Delphi Lodge is an Irish country house, and all around us, as you can see, we have this clean, windswept Connemara Atlantic landscape, which produces the very, very best of hill lamb. Our shellfish is amazing, our sea fish, our wild Atlantic salmon in Delphi. But yes, my farming background, as I work now with our head chef, Pascal, it does give that opportunity to bring to Delphi because of...
I'm going to interrupt you,
yeah,
because we're going to go into the top of the hour news. But I'm going to do something I rarely do, and that is I'm going to hold you over, and we're going to finish a segment just focused on the food, because I have to wipe out of everybody's mind the idea that food in Ireland shouldn't be in the same sentence. So wrong. Stay with me. We're flying high.
Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.